Zion. And we'll start with a discussion, as we know in Daf Beis and Gimel, as we kind of go through the process. We know the process was Kinyan Tira. Now it seems like we're post Tira. Now it's the next stage of the process, and the Mishnah starts off on Daf Zion, discussing how the husband will then take the woman to the local Beis Din to get the two Talmidichim to accompany him. So the first, kind of as a hakdama to that, on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, we discussed whether there's a mitzvah of kinyan, right? Three shittos. Is it chovah to be mekana? Is it asur to be mekana? Is it reshus to be mekana? So now we're past that. Now we've already moved on to kinyan. There's been stira. Interesting question, which I think I'm going to actually save for down the road, is whether it's actually asur for the woman to be nistar. There's a husband comes up to her and says, do not be nistar with pony. So is it also for her to do? Now, obviously, if there's somebody who would be yichud for,
it's not yichud,
you're right. But as we've already seen, at least in the Rambam, that stira could be even with a relative.
Okay,
who would not also be yichud. So in that situation, just because the husband comes up to a woman and says, I want you to stop, you know, being miyakud with your father, having this with your father, does she have any reason why she has to listen to him or not? Has she done sort of an abla by transgressing what the husband says? So I want to leave that for later because... But we're kind of, as we're going through the process, it'll be interesting to analyze that. But what we're going to analyze this week is, okay, the husband's been mekane. Let's say we passed like the Rambam that a person should be mekane. Even Bizman Azeh, we already spoke about it, the Rambam says you should be mekane. And then Sphira took place. There were two aid in the Sphira. We're all good to go. Does the husband not have to do anything about it? You know, at that time he was all fired up and he said, you know what, I'm going to be mekane my wife. And then the Edom were vigilant, and they went ahead, and they were made. But now, the Edom comes and says, listen, you know, we saw them going to a hotel room together. We don't know what went on. They were there for Shir Hara. Here's the information. What are you going to do with it? Is it incumbent upon the husband to actually go to Yerushalayim and take care of it? Or could he say, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. Now, leaving it alone means he can't be with her anymore. Right? Leaving it alone means either he divorced her, or maybe she's... Maybe she doesn't want to. Maybe he, you know. Maybe he says, "I don't want to go. I'm too busy now going to drink. I'll just be usher to her. Big deal. No, it's not a big deal to me." She's not complaining. She's not asking for a divorce. We'll just kind of leave things in limbo. Is there any reason why it's incumbent upon the husband to go ahead to Yerushalayim? So it seems like there's a machlokas Rishonim about this, and that's whoever has the source sheets. And once again, I apologize. I should have looked at what I was throwing in Seamus before I did. But it would be on source. There are two different pages. So some of the pages are copied. Whatever. So, it's source number one, bottom line. And source number one is like four short little paragraphs. And this is from the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samechei. So, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mitzvah Sota, She Yavia El Habal. The Mitzvah Sota is that Yavia Habal El Kohen. That the Habal should bring her to the Kohen. The Yasa Mishpah Kosov. I'm jumping around. The second source is, the Sefer HaChinuch goes on and says, Lahavia Isha Sot El Kohen. He should bring the Isha Sot El Kohen. She asked a Mishpah Kosov a Parsha. And he goes on, the third paragraph is, V'noheges Mitzvah Zub is Man HaBayis. Okay, this will come back to a little bit later, where he talks about the Mitzvah of Oyinov is Man HaBayis. We'll get back into those sheets a little bit. But the fourth paragraph is, V'over El Zevakino Ishto V'nistra. Let's say a husband was Makana's wife, and there were Edom to Restira. The Lohi Viel Kohen, he did not bring her to the Kohen. So then, La'asotla Ma'isa, HaKosu Parsha, to do what's supposed to be done, as the Parsha Sota says, Bito Aseze. So Sarah clearly says that now that you've done the Kinoi, I don't know what to say, what kind of sheet is about Kinoi, but now that you've done the Kinoi, and the steer has taken place, now that you're Mechuyev for the next step. It's Mechuyev upon you. And the Menachos Chinuch, even there's even a Shaila in Menachos Chinuch, are we kofa the husband? Do we treat like all the other mitzvahs that we're kofa husband to do? So you already see where the conversation is leading. It's clear from the Sefer HaChinuch that there's a mitzvah to go to the next step. It's a mitzvah to take her to Yerushalayim. That's the Sefer HaChinuch Shita. But it seems from the Rambam, and this is actually the footnotes in the Menachos Chinuch Sefer, bring the contrast with the Rambam, and it makes a lot of sense. You see in both sources 3 and 4, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says, HaMitzvah Reishav Gimel, right, the 223 mitzvah is, Hushi Tivanu Bedin Sota. Who Omri Yisrael Ish Kisishta Ishto. And then he says, Bar Mishpatim Mitzvah Zukum. It's a big Yisod in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah. He doesn't only count in the 613 things that you have to do. But he counts categories also. He quotes the category of Bar Amazik. He quotes the category of Shor Amazik. He quotes the category of Gittin. The Rambam doesn't hold that Megarish a woman is a Chiyuv. So the Rambam not only quotes mitzvos and non-mitzvos, but he quotes sugyas also. So here he's basically saying, it seems to me, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense, that here he's quoting the sugya of Sota. Right?
The procedure, the concept
of Sota, this concept of Bor Amazik, the concept of, is there a mitzvah to have an Eved Ivri? No. But the mitzvah, Rambam counts as a mitzvah. Because there's the concept of a mitzvah Eved Ivri. The parsha. So the parsha of that. Okay? So here too, he's not saying you should bring your wife to Yerushalayim. He's just saying that there's a one in 613 mitzvahs is the parsha of Sota. And the koteris and hakdama of the Rambam, Banuch Sota and Hakdama, in source number 4, he says, Yesh Bechon, right, he's already giving the Hakdama to what the Halach of Sota are going to be about. He says, Yesh Bechon Shosh Mitzos, Achat Mitzos Asay, Vishnai Mitzos Lotza Asay, Vizel Pirton, Lassos Lassota Kitoris HaKnos, right? The Mitzos is the whole parsha of the Knos, the whole parsha of Korbanos. So it seems pretty clear from the Rambam, and the Azaiti, that there's no Chiyuv. If a husband brings her, then it has to be Kedas V'Kedin, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a Chiyuv. So the first question would be to try to explain this Machlokas Rishonim. How come according to Sefer HaChinuch there's a mitzvah to do it? Okay, how come according to the Rambam it seems like it's optional? If you do it, it's got to be done Kedas V'Kedin. But the whole telling the husband to get off, you know, and then to go to the airport, to fly to Yerushalayim, the whole thing is not Machlokas to do it. If he wants, he could sit home, he could just be Asura to him, she'd be Asura to him. At that point, he's also in a situation where the other big ramifications, at that point, if he does want a divorce, he would still have to pay the ksuba. So the big financial incentive why he'd want to go to Yerushalayim and get a result.
Yeah, but is that mutter to have a wife and be
okay, so they don't have to live together. It could be, you're right, but Sota Shabbos is no problem. No, it's focusing on the mitzvah of Sota. The mitzvah of Sota does not have within it a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim. Okay? So, I'll try to suggest a pshat. If anybody wants to throw something out, just something I thought of, and I'd be happy to suggest it if anybody first wants to try to explain it. But that's basically it. Is it optional or is it chiyuv, once the year is done, to go to Yerushalayim? So, what I was thinking, the pshat I was thinking about is that there really are two ways of looking at what the Hashkah is about. There are two ways. This whole process that we're about to embark on right now, after the year has been done, we already know this woman now has a shame sota, at least a suffix sota. Now we're going to take Yerushalayim to drink. What is the purpose of the mitzvah? So there are two ways of looking at it, I'm thinking. One is, it's just the concept of a birur. Right now we have a tremendous suffix has been created. We don't know if she's a steward to her husband. We don't know if she gets divorced, if she gets a ksuva or not. Those are really the two main issues. Right? There's an ishus issue, can a husband and wife be together? And there's a mamonis issue. Right? Can she... at this point, the husband divorces her. At this point, he would still have to give her ksuba. So, what the purpose of the hashkah is the birur. So, according to the Torah is saying this: your wife was an istar, and now really there's a strong enough suffix to say she's a surah to you, but maybe in the end you have to pay her. The Torah is giving you a method to be mavar all these fakas. To go to Yerushalayim and drink the mesota and be mavar. That's one way of looking at the parsha sota. The other one of listening at the parsha sota is that no, it's more than a birur. It's almost like a mishpat. It's almost like justice is going to be done, right? That this woman is mizan, and now we just like let's say somebody is being alleged of mechal shabbos. Two adam came, gave us somebody hasra that they were mechal shabbos, right? So now the question is, we have to bring to beis and figure out if justice should be done. So, if justice should be done, then there's more of a tzad to say that there's a chiyuv to administer justice. There's a chiyuv of what would be the makar. So the makar l'chor would be v'alvayt aro mikirbecha. Several months ago, Mechavus and I, Chanin Reish and I forget how we get into it, but we were wondering the following question. Let's say you saw Reuven about to kill Shimon, right? Shlomo and I saw Reuven about to kill Shimon, so Shlomo and I went over, gave the proper hasra. We say you're going to kill, if you kill Shimon, you're going to get Misa, it's Amanat, Kenan Yosa. Reuven goes ahead and kills Shimon, unfortunately. Does Shlomo and I now have to go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din, not necessarily Yerushalayim, does Shlomo and I have to go to the appropriate Beis Din and testify? Or could we forget about the whole thing? In other words, do we have a chiyuv to go to Beis Din and do our job? Because the pasuk of Avarta Mikorbecha in the context of the Chumash is really written in Klape Beisim. It's not necessarily written Klape Yechidim if you look in the Chumash. So, is there a chiyuv for Shlomo and I to actually take the initiative to go and rat on the guy and to testify against it? Or can we just forget about the whole thing? We tried, we did the Hasra, it happened, so let's move on. Like what? So, we were struggling, so my chavrusa emailed Rav Berkowitz, and Rav Berkowitz wrote back like a half a long email. Look at Sanhedrin, Hayim, Beis, and Beis, Rashi on the bottom. So we did, and it says Mefurish, right? The Gemara in source number 5, we won't be going through now, but the Gemara basically says, talking about a different case of the Hasras that you give, and the Gemara says, Ma'ika Dubaya Sula Beidina. The purpose of the Hasras is in order you bring them to Beis in, and Rashi in source number 6 says, right, Dubaya Sula Beidina, Mikla, you need to bring them to Beis in and kill them. Dechsibu Vavarta Ramikirbecha. So you see, at least by Mises Beis in, there's a mitzvah that once you've gone through the proper Eidim, and once you're going to be an Eid Kasher, and you have a two Eidim, you have a Katav Eidim Ksherim, then it's incumbent upon the two Eidim, at least in capital punishment cases, in Dinei Nefashos cases, from the Pasuk of Avarta Mikirbecha, to come and testify in Beis in.
Explain the Rashi again. It says, Hilkach Boy Hasra.
That's why the Gemara goes back and says you have to give Hasra.
Yeah.
The Balafal and Mikdalik, because without Hasra, you and I can't accomplish anything.
Okay.
So, what you see is the Gemara says the Bayi Lasu
Beidina. Okay, that's the stress at the beginning of the Rashi, right?
Right. Yeah, based on Rashi, it's the Arta Miki Rafa. Exactly. So this is the source of Chora, at least according to Rashi in this Gemara, that there's actually a Chiyuv to promote bringing somebody to justice, right? To do whatever is your ability. So according to this, maybe we could say that's the Pshat in the Sefer Chinuch. In other words, Sefer Chinuch is saying that once your wife is Nister, she's already in a certain stage of being a suspect. Then, just like if you were an Eidim in a Dina Fush's case or a Dina Zlus case, you have it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon you. So, Sevachin is now you're privy to information of a certain potential Ra. You have to come. Now, it's administered in a very, very different way than your typical capital punishment. Right? As we all know, I mean, without even going back to the Sugya, we already know, Mesechta, we already know there would be various differences. But that's the theme. That's what's going on here. That's what we're coming to accomplish. So, once again, it could be that's a pshat. It could be according to the Rambam, the whole parasha sota is it allows the husband to do a biror or allows Beis Din to do a biror, as regarding the Ishtus and the Mamonis. But according to the Sefer Chinuch, there's a lot more than that's actually coming to enforce justice and to.
But there might never have been Ra. The problem I'm having understanding that is there may not have been Ra.
Well, that gets back to the other question we're not going to necessarily address today. Maybe the fact that she was Nistar with him is itself Ra. There are other rayas to prove that, so I want to wait till Dafches.
But then how are we being Mavayar the Ra?
Well, the Mavayar the Ra will be if also
rare,
if you,
yes.
If you guys
destroy
if you,
the Ra.
If you and I go to Beis Din to testify that Reuven killed Shimon,
yeah.
Chances are he's going to be acquitted based on the fact that Sanhedrin will do whatever they possibly can to as we already saw in the Gemara this week's blood, they do whatever they can to try to overwhelm us and intimidate us. So at the end of the day, we're probably not going to succeed in getting this guy to capital punishment. But it's the whole process in itself, Chora, that at least we're trying, but we're making the effort by going and testifying against them. At least they're making the effort to go and testify against her. And hopefully, chances are, as well, I'm already getting from Daf Zayin a little bit of Daf Chesed, right? Chances are, there's a good chance she's going to break down and admit it. So that will be a beer of Avartar also. That will give her the proper embarrassment, proper whatever she needs. And hopefully move on to that, but at least it will be Mavar from that specific situation.
Mechuyev
to make the effort.
No,
Shlomo and I can't guarantee that Reuven is going to get
right.
Going to get killed for what he did.
Right.
Chances are he's not going to get killed because chances are Beis Din is not right. Beis Din goes out of their way. At least according to many tonight.
Mechuyev
to make the effort. So with that in mind, the Bureau case basically says that really Beis Din. Sanhedrin is involved, obviously, and as we saw, the Mishnah is going to say that the Sanhedrin of 71 is involved, but it's not necessarily in their typical role of Sanhedrin, right? It's going to be more, maybe they'll somehow administer it. Why they're involved is also learned from Hekesh, actually, from Zaki Mamre. But according to Sefer Chinuch, it's more nogeya, really, to typical things that Sanhedrin does. Sanhedrin is very, very involved they legislate, as the Mishnah in Sanhedrin talks about different things that they legislate, but they're very, very involved in Mishpat, right? So according to Sefer Chinuch, it makes a lot of sense why there's a mitzvah to come and to administer Mishpat in the Sanhedrin. With that in mind, I was thinking we might be able to explain another machlokas on Daf Zayin Mabez. The Gemara, we just said a moment ago, the Mishnah says, the second Mishnah of Zayin, we'll come back to the Mishnah of Zayin in a little bit, but the second Mishnah of Zayin talks about the fact that they would then bring her to Yerushalayim, and they would bring her to the Sanhedrin of 71, right? That's a key part of Sota. It's got to be a Sanhedrin of 71. The Gemara asks, well, how do we know? Menani Mila is the Gemara, first Gemara, like 6-7 lines down. Right, it says by the Zakin Mamre Torah, and it says by Sotas Torah. So we have Hekesh Torah Torah. So Tosas asks, first Tosas in the page, the Ayin base. Amelo Tanu was Sotas Zakin Mamre and Parakamis Sanhedrin. But Hadi Hanach Tavu Beis and Shem Bechad. Right, Sanhedrin is a long. The whole mission. The mission is a whole daf Beis and Malach in Sanhedrin. List all things that are in Beis and Shal Shlosha, Beis and Shal Chaf Gimel, Beis and Shal Ayin Aleph. Okay? So over there, it doesn't mention Zakin Mamre, doesn't mention Sota. How come it doesn't? So there are two answers in Rishonim why Sota is not mentioned in Sanhedrin for Ayin Aleph. The first is Tosa's answer. Yisholma Mishum, the Gemara Shal Sota, the Zakin Mamre, Lohaya, the Beis and Shishim Vechot. This is actually a very, very controversial hint, Tosos. Tosa's of the opinion that you do not need Sanhedrin of 71 for the Hashkah of the Sota. We're going to see that many Rishonim disagree. The Chinuch disagrees, the Rambam disagrees. Tosas of the opinion says, Mefurish, that you do not need 71 for the Hashkah. That's why Tosas of Chorah holds, says later on, you can even do a Bizmanas, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash to do the Hashkah. But Tosas is giving a very big reason. He says, how come it doesn't say Sota in Mishnah Sanhedrin 71? His very pasha, because really it shouldn't be there. Because the Sanhedrin 71 is dealing with Mishpatim of 71. This is not a Mishpat of 71. Okay? So he says it has no place in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. What does Tosha Shan say? Tosha Shan says, if you turn to Zion and Aleph in the fourth wide line, he has the same kasha. And the fourth wide line, he says, "V'yishlomar the Tana B'shir." He says that really, you're right. Really, it should be in Sanhedrin, but we apply the rule of Tana B'shir that sometimes Mishnayos leave things out. Then the Gemara, whenever Mishnayos leaves things out, the Gemara said, "Mayo Shir." What else did we leave it out? So it says, "Shir also Zaken Mamri." So Tosha Shan says that Nali Tosha says that really, there's no place in Sanhedrin, Masechta Sanhedrin for Ayin Aleph, not relevant. Tosha Shan says it should have been there. So what are they arguing about? So maybe they're arguing about the same way we're explaining this Machlokes in the Chinuch and the Rambam. Is really the concept of Sota in front of 71 a concept of Mishpat or not? Should it be in Sanhedrin or not? According to Tosas, no, it shouldn't have, it's not part of Mishpat. It's a part of it, they administer it, right? It's not part of the typical Mishpat, and therefore it has no place in Sanhedrin. According to Tosha Shas, it should be there. Just like every other case is listed in Sanhedrin, it should in theory be there, but for textual reasons, Tana B'Shir. Okay? And it would also explain, with that in mind, whoever has the second page of the source sheets, the Karen Ora. When he's discussing the fact that, we don't have to read inside, he's discussing the fact that the Hashkah happened in, according to the Rambam, the Hashkah happened in front of a Sanhedrin Gdol, or the Sanhedrin, 71. But the Karen Ora quotes that the Tosefta has an interesting split. The Tosefta counts Zakin Mamre in Sanhedrin. Tosefta in Sanhedrin, the Tosefta in Sanhedrin listing what's in 71, counts Zakin Mamre, does not count Sota. So he points out that's very interesting, especially for Tosefta, it's a great raya. Right? But the Pshat is, that would really fit into what we're saying. Because Zakin Mamre is part of Mishpat. That's right, so therefore it makes a lot of sense for it to be in Sota. But perhaps maybe the Tosefta agrees that really Sota has no role in it. Mishpat does not play a role in the whole concept of Sota. Sota may, and so what is Sota then? So I'm just suggesting, there could be other suggestions, Sota is more of a bureau. It's a resource given to a husband to be able to devour things. If he wants to continue in the relationship, or he wants to spare himself having to shell out the money to Ksuba. And it's not really tied into Mishpat, your typical Mishpat involving the Sanhedrin.
When Tosha says the line about the not being with the 71, does he mean that is it possible that he means something like it has to be in front of the Sanhedrin, but they're not ruling?
No, because later on Tosha says that he goes through the whole history that he proves there wasn't a Sanhedrin, And he ends up saying the really thing you only, the only set part, and if you dig in the Mishnah only discusses Sanhedrin vis-a-vis the Eim, the threatening her. So Tosa's opinion seems to be, almost clearly in Tosa's, the Achronim understand this way also, that the only purpose of the 71 is for the purpose of Eum, intimidation, and even that, Tosa's in the second Tosa says it was not Ma'akif. So, Chorah not, Chorah therefore not. Okay. So that's the first issue in this plot that I just wanted to talk about. So the second issue is, we'll go back to the Mishnah and Zion with Aleph. The Mishnah says, right, Ketzed Osa, Malich, Ketzed Osa, so now that Stir is done, according to the Chinuch, you have to do it, according to the Rambam, it's optional, but what you do is, Malich Lebezin Shabosa Makom, you go to the Bezin of that place, Mosul Oshay Tamichon, you would give two Tamichon to walk with them, the Gemara is going to explain, because we want to make sure that the husband does not have Bia with her in the way, because if the husband has Bia with her in the way, it's not going to, water is not going to do its job. We're going to get to kind of go a step further than that in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Baila Nemanoah. You don't have to send to them Yechamim, because the husband is believed. What's not clear in the Mishnah is, does Rabbi Yehuda then say you don't have to go to the local Beis Din? In other words, how do you read this Mishnah? Do you read this Mishnah, you have to go to the local Beis Din because it's part of the procedure? Now, in the local Beis Din, A, you come to the local Beis Din and do whatever they do. We'll see in a moment. Plus, they send the two Talmidei Chachamim. Or, does it mean you go to the local Beis Din in order to secure the two Talmidei Chachamim to go with you? So, nafka mi will be, does Rabbi Yehuda require going to the local Beis Din? In other words, if it's all for the purpose of getting the Talmidei Chachamim, there's no reason why Rabbi Yehuda needs that step. But maybe there's an inherent step in going first to the local Beis Din. I'm still not clear exactly what the din is. But I assume
the first way.
I switched them around.
Two steps. Yeah.
So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda would concede you would have to local Beis Din. Okay.
That's
a great question. They would go to Yerushalayim. And that's another great question. What if the Eidus Tira just decided, we're going to go to Yerushalayim, no problem. Is going to the local Beis Din a vital step or not?
I thought it was like a screening kind of process.
Right. What if they don't go to the local Beis Din then? Would that be okay? These guys are impetuous. You know what? I want to go to Yerushalayim anyhow.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
That would be okay.
I don't think it would be Mavata. I don't think it would be break it up. It would still work.
It might not be like a procedure.
Otherwise, every crazy person is going to end up in Yerushalayim and, you know.
It happens anyhow. Okay. So let's just see the Rambam. I think you guys are probably right, but I want to play devil's advocate for a minute based on this Rambam. And that whoever is lucky enough to have source number 7. Okay, source number 7, the Rambam says, this is Parak Gimel Halacha Aleph. Actually. Ketzad Osa. Ketzad Seder Hashkaso. So what's the order? Habal Bala Bezin should be Iro. So far is what the Mishnah says. Vormel and Ishtizu Kinesila and Ploni Venisteremo. They will eat that. This the Rambam is making up, but this is all sort of flows of the Mishnah. And then he says, "Varehi Omer Shitohora." Plus, the husband saying that he's giving the whole narrative. My wife's maintaining she's Shitohora. But he wrote to Hashkosa of Livdokadaver. But I want to get things checked out. By the way, this is interesting. Livdokadaver. Yeah, I didn't even pay attention to that before. That seems to be Birur, right? So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. Ubeizin Shomim Divrei Edim. So the Rambam adds these words. Ubeizin Shomim Divrei Edim. And then in emotional shnei talmid chachamim lishmar shema yavel ekodim shdiya. So in ezra lashitishta. Fine. We'll stop there for a minute. So the Rambam does gives a little bit more flesh to this whole going to the local basin. Because our mission isn't saying anything about going to the local basin and bring aid in. So maybe it's what Shlomo was saying. Maybe it's a screening process. Okay? But and maybe it's not even a necessary screening process like officials saying. It's b'di'evit would be okay. But I'm gonna play devil's advocate from one perspective. And that's from the perspective of the Gemara, where there's a lot of focus in the Gemara here about the Mechika Shem Hashem. Right? Even in the Mishnah, it's not clear if we discuss Mechika Shem Hashem with her. Could be according to Rashi, when we discuss it with her, we don't really talk about Mechika Shem Hashem because she doesn't really care about it. I mean, her main objective is to stay alive. So when we talk to her, Rashi says in Zion and Aleph, Al Tavia Tmechli de Misa Manuvelazu. The Gemara, the Bach actually takes out the Girsa and the Mishnah of Mechikas Hashem. Because in other words, when we speak to the woman, we're not really focusing on Mechikas Hashem. We're focused on what she'd probably be concerned about is the fact that, right, don't die. Spare yourself. There's no reason to die. Move on. Do tshuva, move on, right? But really, when you read the Mishnah in the Gemara, the real concern seems to be Mechikas Hashem. Rashi says in Mefurash. Rashi says in Zayin Leveis, Shalipa Gaspa, right, we don't have her family around. We don't have her avodah mitzvahs around. Shalipa Gaspa. Rashi says, Kshadam Ruah b'nei beso, da'itam is kaber, she'll get warm and fuzzy seeing her family members, v'lo tira v'lo toda. Right, she's not going to be afraid, she's not going to confess. And what the anu mevakshim shetoda, we need her to confess, v'lo yimcha shem ha'kadosh alamayim. Right? Rashi doesn't say here we need her to confess so we won't lose a precious Giddush and Neshamah. Rashi says we need her to confess so there's no Mechikas Hashem. Right? And the Rambam says I'm a first, by the way. And the Rambam in Perek Al Balchabay says, what we say to her is, Al Tigrim mi L'shem HaGadol Shenichto B'Ktusha Shem Lachal Mayim.
Different than Rashi.
Yeah, 100%. So he has the Girsa of the Mishnah, the Rambam. The Rambam does have the Girsa. I don't want to take time to go through Girsos. There are two Girsos in the Mishnah, whether we talk to her about the Mechikas Hashem. But from the Rashi, it's clear that even Rashi says we don't study Mechikas Hashem. Rashi is clear that the Iker concern is the Mechikas Hashem. And the Rambam says not only is that the Iker concern, we say it to her Mefurish. Okay? So based on this, if the Iker concern is Mechikas Hashem, I'm going to suggest like this. If the husband is Baal Abaderech, and according to Chacham, there's a reason to be concerned the husband is Baal Abaderech. Like Gemara says, because either, there's very different stories, either Sotas, that's a Chamor, either because Liba Gashba, either because of Mayan Ganuvi and Taku, right? Etc. Sarai and I even came up with another story, which I'm surprised Gemara didn't say, is the woman has a vested interest in seducing her husband at this stage. You guys know that? No, I don't think anybody said it, but you would think, she knows herself that if the water won't work if she's with her husband, she's going to do whatever she can to try to get her husband Yibala. I didn't see anybody say that Svara. Bokhora, you could throw that into the mix also.
There's a flip side of that too, is if she knows that she didn't do it, the husband has the best interest in getting her.
Being Yibala.
Yeah.
And if she knows she didn't do it,
then she knows that she's going to be exonerated.
Right.
Well,
the husband
is going to get to
do what?
No, but the mayim won't work. The mayim doesn't work.
And he has to pay the ksuva.
He has to pay the ksuva. That won't help.
She doesn't lose the ksuva if he's baal. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So.
Because that's his own fault.
Right. So based on that, I'm saying like this. There seems to be a legitimate concern that on the way to Yerushalayim there's going to be some beer between them. So the Rambam might hold, or a pasul in the Mishnah is therefore. That's why we're not going to take the husband in first, unless he first went to the local Beis Din. Because if they come straight to Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin has to be concerned that maybe they came straight to Yerushalayim, they were on a 2-week boat ride to get to Yerushalayim. Maybe there was Bia. In the meantime, we're going to be Mochik Shem Hashem. So maybe the purpose of this Mishnah is to preserve Shem Hashem, to do whatever. There's like a tension here. We have to, the Sanhedrin, the Chacham, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Chacham, the Sanhedrin have to do whatever's in their ability to make sure there's no Mechikas Hashem Moshav. So maybe this going to the local Beis Din is not only a chatchila, it's not only part of the process, it's not only a screening, but maybe it's very, very important. It's almost vital, because unless the two chum accompany them on the way, according to Rabbanan, we're not going to know if maybe on the two week trip coming to Yerushalayim, something didn't go on, that now the husband's not going to fess up about, he's going to be embarrassed to fess up about. Right, the wife's not going to fess up about. We're going to be mokik shem Hashem for no reason. So all I'm saying is that maybe it's not so pashut that sending the two is only part of the process, only chatzilah. But maybe it's one of the chum's ways of doing whatever they can, being vigilant about making sure the shem Hashem is not nimchak.
What about Rabbi Yehuda?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, then it wouldn't be necessary because Rabbi Yehuda is not choshesh.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying that there's no need to go to Beis Din?
Maybe not. According to what I'm saying is the halach, then there wouldn't be a need to go to Beis Din. Because
you need to organize Elu Eidai and this kind of
thing. Yeah, but you could do that when you get to Sanhedrin. I mean, it could be a record of the screening process, but according to my halach, I'm saying now, there wouldn't be necessary. Just a suggestion. Okay. Should I text Ellie to come from Meyer? How many are?
We need two.
So, I'll say we have eight.
Unless those two guys sometimes come in here.
Yeah. It's very funny, actually. I wasn't going to discuss this, but there happens, I have a sefer, the Rishonim, it's a compilation of Chuvas Rishonim that relate to our sugya. So on this week's blot, there's a few Chuvas that Yichud, but one of the Chuvas are, if you have a city of 10 Jews, and one of them wants to move out, can you force him to stay or force him to rent his house to another Jew? And they try to bring based on Tzarech, do we need more? Then maybe you should be concerned about Tzarech and the Kevav, based on this Gemara. So here we have Ellie texting in back to Gemara. So how do you like that? Okay.
I just looked in the box for a second. I don't see where he's getting rid of the Shmo HaGadol.
He says
both ways have Shmo HaGadol.
He says I'll touch you. He says one second, Aleph. Asilu Shmo Amayim Tevos Eilim Klakus.
Good
going. The name of the Svarim Chaim Altasilu Shmo Agadosh Nichtu Vetusha Shimachel Amay. Oh.
He's just reformulating it, but it's okay. Still worrying about the name.
Okay, right? I take it back. You're right. One second.
No, you're right. He is taking out the Svarim Acharim is the Rambam here. So the first thing he's taking out everything up until the second word Yimcha Alamai.
Yeah, I'm right. All right, there you go. Thank you. Until he takes out Asilu Shmo until the word Mayim. So you see the word Mayim?
Yeah.
So he takes it like this.
But isn't he replacing it with the?
No, that's other Svarim Acharim. He's bringing both. The Bach is just bringing the Rambam's here. So. Okay. Just go ahead. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. So our last point. A few more minutes. But on this issue, I just got to share an amazing Rambam. I may have actually told the Chabura last year because I was so excited. I think I may remember telling it to you guys. We'll see it again. And it's actually no Nogeya to Hanukkah. Right, we're in Shol Shem Yom before Hanukkah now, so and it's a special thing. We're Shol Shem Yom before Hanukkah, it's our sugya, and this halacha comes up twice this year because it's a Friday. There are two Shabbos Hanukkah this year, and it's the last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah and Hanukkah. So it's source number 9. If anybody has it, how you lefun of ner base of ner Hanukkah on ner base of Kiddush Yom. Let's say you only have money. Let's say Shabbos and Hanukkah starting. You have money only for Ner Beis on Ner Hanukkah or Ner Beis on Kiddush Yom. In other words, you can a situation where it's either, let's say this year, you only have money either to light your Shabbos candles or to light Hanukkah candles. What do you do first? So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara,
Shalom Bayis.
Exactly. Ner Beis on Kodem. Right, the Gemara says it's Shalom Bayis versus Pesu Miniso. So the Rambam passes like the Gemara that says, Ner Beisel Kodem, Mishulam Shalom Beisel. Ner Bias comes first because of Shalom Bias. And then the Rambam says a very strange line. Sharei Hashem Nimchok Lahasso Shalom Beish Lishto. Kodesh Baruch is willing to erase his name, Shalom Bias. Then the Rambam says, God of Shalom Shekhal Torah Kul Nidna Lahasso Shalom Baolam, Shnemer Derachad Dachinel Chonasiva Ser Shalom. So the truth is, I understand why the Rambam, forget the words I underline here, I understand why the Rambam writes God of Shalom. Right, he's finished with Pilchas Manim. He wants to say Shalom Bayis is better than Hanukkah. Gadol Hashalom Shekhal Torah Nitno Lasso Shalom. The whole Torah is given for the purpose of Shalom. But why is he bringing our sugya? No, the Gemara does not quote Shari Hashem Nimchum Shalom. I'm 99.99% sure. We'll double check. If so, then it's in the Gemara. Why is the Rambam here bringing Shari Hashem Nimchum Shalom?
I'm not sure I understand what's bothering you.
Okay, the Rambam. Should we read again?
What are you asking? Is he quoting this?
Why is he saying? He's trying to say if you have a choice between Ner Shabbos or Ner Hanukkah, go with the Ner Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis.
Right.
Then the Rambam's saying, and Shalom is so great, the whole Derech of Torah, right? The whole Torah is for Shalom. It's called Torah Nidna Lasso Shalom. But then to kind of reinforce the concept, to reinforce the concept of how important Shalom is, I mean, you could have gone to various different sources of, say, Meshachar from there, Shalom, right? You could do this from there, Shalom. Why is he focusing on Shashem Nimchok, Lasso Shalom, Ben Yishalishto? Why are you using that example, right? So I think what the Rambam is trying to say like this. If you think about what Hanukkah is, what was the whole purpose of Hanukkah? Right? We say in Al Nisan, right? Pesum Nisa, which is what? Haris of Gadol Nesu Ram Vizit, as we say in Al Nisan, but Chas Yisha Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Baal Mecha. all Hanukkah is about is revealing God's name into the world. That's what we do for Yisumi. We're revealing God's name into the world. The Rambam is coming and saying, here's Hanukkah, when the whole purpose is Shem Hashem, Megadlo Shem Hashem, and you're going to say to yourself, well, for a little Shalom Bayis, I'm going to forego the Gidlo Shem Hashem for Neir Shabbos. Comes around and says, no, don't worry about it. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to be Mokik his name. Don't worry. Hanukkah is the essence of Gidlo Shem Hashem Bo. But for Shem Hashem, there's something even transcends that. There's something even greater than that, and that is Shalom Bayis.
I heard a tape of a Rebbetzin Fagin Twersky.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a long time ago. This lady's tape was in the car. And she talked about that. And people have a challenge between doing out tremendous chesedim and sometimes a sacrifice.
Right.
Shalom
Bayis. Right.
Shalom Bayis trumps
right. All
this other big chesed
stuff. Right. Exactly.
Official will erase that from the tape.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just say one quick thing that actually my brother in Israel called me. He has a chabur there Friday morning on this plot, so he called me 8:30 Thursday night.
Maybe
we'll go on a solidarity mission for raising sponsorships. We'll have a chabur, join chabur. Okay, so anyhow, so he called me 8:30 Thursday night, which was I guess 3:30 his time. So I guess he was staying away. He was giving chabur on Friday.
Well, my son's coming to help the minyan.
Excellent. Thank you. So he told me an interesting thing. He said he saw in the name Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Gemara is two different. That Rabbi Yehuda wants to say a Kal V'Chomer, right? Why you don't need two talmidim to go with you? He says if Nido, which is more chomer, right? It's kares, and yet husbands believe not to be reliable, not to be bond his wife. So if soldiers only get to laugh, we don't have to take those kind of measures. So there were two dechias to the Kal V'Chomer. One dechia was he gufa. The reason why we're so concerned about soldiers is not just that people justify things themselves, right? Iser kari is a person not going to be over. But iser lav, maybe a person will be over, right? Okay? So it's the chumrah of nida that doesn't require two, right? When there's a chumrah of nida, it doesn't require two. What's the other dechias to the Kal V'Chomer? And you say you don't need to because it's going to become heter. It's like pass this out, it's going to come heter later. But soda, which isn't necessarily going to become heter later, so therefore you need to. So he told me in Eric here, what's the nafkamina between those two dechias? A nafkamina is when the woman's an ida. Let's say if the soda is an ida and they go in Yerushalayim, Machori wouldn't need to. Because the chumra of nida is already going to keep them apart. I mean, I don't see it brought down the Mishnah of the Gemara. And he didn't see any Rikiv inside, but he still brought down any Rikiv Eger. So that's a great answer. So as you're speaking, I remembered that really it's a halacha in Hukkos Yom Kippurim. There's a halacha, I don't know how much this is knowing nowadays, but there is a halacha in Hukkos Yom Kippurim, Paf Reish Yud. The halacha is, the Rama said, right, it says, some of the lighting candles in Yom Kippur, the special dinner lighting candles in Yom Kippur. So Rama says that, there's a din, I'll read the Mishnah Berurah, there's a din, you know, Kippur night, there may be a din, you should have a candle, a light in your room, that, to make sure that the Isser of Tashmish and Mishnah in Kippur, so to make sure it doesn't happen, you should have a light in your room. So, Mishnah Berurah happens to say, the Magen Avraham says, we don't have this minhag. A lot of people don't have this minhag. He says, "Mikol malkam yeshul hachmir," right? It's a good minhag to have. But he says, "Achen beishlo with your wife she nida, the belav halchi badol minei mishum nidusa." Since you can't, the chumra of nida is keeping you away. Yeshul hakel kshemadik b'shulchan lo b'cheder. So his mamish is nafkin. His mamish halachol ma'isa. That there may be a difference. Ani yom kippur when a man's wife is not a nida, then you attack him. Maybe need a candle in the room. When the wife, woman's wife's in nida, the chumra of nida keeps them away anyhow, you wouldn't need a candle. That would fit in very nicely. Do we have time?
The tashmish on Yom Kippur is not kares.
It's not kares. No. It may not even be d'oraisa. It's mechogaz is in d'oraisa now. It's definitely not kares. Okay, we have one more minute. Just the last nekuda we'll talk about is the Gemara at the end by the vidui. First of all, it's just a pellet. I'll throw this one last one out. The Rambam, I didn't really look into it, I started to say, the Rambam first of all holds that you need Beis Nagol Shem V'Echad, Kinegatosis, like the Sefer Chinuch. That's just the idea, I'm sure we'll be getting this later. But the Rambam says that when we talk to her about the stories of Reuven and Yehuda being Chotah, He says, you say in al pashto. You don't go into the Gemara to say, really, they weren't close, they really, Reuven wasn't shokhe with Bilba. No, you actually tell the story just the way it is. That's a fascinating, that's a fascinating thing around them also.
I think that's one of the pshatim, Dvaram Shalom Kedai Lashoma.
Okay.
That's not how you really say
right,
it, so
right.
For her you do.
Right. And the last thing I just want to mention very quickly is about the concept of not advertising your averus. So the Rambam paskins that averus ben adam l'chaveru you do publicize. Averus ben adam l'malkum you do not advertise. The Rambam says it depends on the ben adam l'malkum. If the ben adam l'malkum that's already public, you can confess the Rambam. It's not public, you use the Rambam. There's machlokes Rambam Raivis
then. What you did is public.
There's, let's say people saw you walking to McDonald's coming out a cheeseburger. The Rambam says you still should not get up and confess it. Okay? It's based on the Gemara in you. We don't have time to get into it. But the Rabbi says, no, in those cases, you should get up and confess it. Okay. Shkoyah.
Shkoyah.
Thanks for coming.